Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to the attention of humanity that is suited to its needs at that particular time. Usually, this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces is in decline, and as our solar system moves more into alignment with the constellation of Aquarius, new energies begin to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly, and chaos ensues as the old order begins to crumble to make way for the impulse of sharing, justice, and peace for all.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. It is becoming apparent that all our resources will be focused on the challenges now facing us and those of the near future. It is therefore imperative that war does not divert us from urgent economic and environmental problems. The Master, Benjamin Krem's Master, gives this telling article to all who are listening in his 212 discourse.
It's entitled The Ending of War. When the time comes to count the cost, men will be amazed at and ashamed of the waste of war. More than any other activity of men, war eats greedily into resources and lives. Nothing is spared in the effort to overcome the enemy. Everything is sacrificed to the attainment of victory. Thus has man waged relentless strife against his neighbor, and not always in self-defense. As often as not, war has been used for the expansion of territory, the accumulation of plunder, or more apparently, the capture of slaves. The spoils of war is a phrase used lightly to describe the underlying purpose of most wars. Today, we have reached a time when men must take seriously the task of ending war. Men must understand that there is no problem or situation which needs war to solve or cure. This being so, the nations must together act and end forever that destructive aptitude of men. Should they fail to do so, they threaten the very existence of the race. Peace is no longer an option for men. They have now in their hands the deadliest weapon of all time, which, if used in major war, would desecrate the planet and leave it lifeless for eons of time. Why, then, court such disaster, such an end? Maitreya, you may be sure, will speak thus on his emergence. He will show men that small wars can lead to terrible consequences and set men on the slippery slope of self-destruction. He will counsel gravely and turn men from the unthinkable. Be vigilant but not afraid. Trust Maitreya to wisely guide the actions of men. Play your part in the task of educating your brothers and sisters, and so make lighter his burden.
Next, we would like to read an excerpt from another article from the Master titled Welcome to the New Time. Currently, there is in the world a group of wise individuals showing humanity the new situation. Among others, Pope Francis is a unique expression of the people's ideal and close to his people. The Dalai Lama, too, is playing a powerful role on behalf of the people he represents. Never before has such a group of gifted representatives been gathered together at one time to show humanity that all is well and that men everywhere have little time to wait to see the fulfillment of their dreams. They bless each day that passes and brings their love close to the hearts of men everywhere. Love them too in return and embrace them in the name of the coming one. Turn your fears into loving expectation and await the new time and the bliss which is yours by right. It is not long, not long until you see the wonder of his face, until you know the joy of his presence and his love for all. Then you will know why you are in incarnation at this special time. God bless you and forever banish your fears.
And now the article is entitled Nuclear Weapons Are a Fact of Death, Not Life, by Denis Kucinich at the United Nations. Now, Congressman Denis J. Kucinich served for 16 years in the U.S. Congress, was mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, and has twice been a candidate for president of the United States. He is the recipient of the Gandhi Peace Award and has campaigned for world peace all his political life. On 26 September 2017, speaking on behalf of the Basel Peace Office, a coalition of international organizations dedicated to the elimination of nuclear weapons, Kucinich delivered a speech to the United Nations General Assembly at a high-level meeting on nuclear disarmament. The world is in urgent need of truth and reconciliation over the existential threat of development of and use of nuclear weapons. We have a shared global interest in nuclear disarmament and nuclear abolition, deriving from the irreducible human right to be free of contemplation of extinction. This is the place and now is the time to take confidence-building measures, new diplomatic steps towards averting a nuclear catastrophe, to enact the new ban treaty, to refrain from precipitating nuclear showdowns, to begin anew the quest to eliminate nuclear weapons through reciprocal trust building. We from civil society insist upon structured, legally affirmed nuclear arms treaties, compelling non-violent conflict resolution, mindful of the founding principle of the United Nations to end the scourge of war for all time. Today's world is interdependent and interconnected. Human unity is the first truth. Technology has created a global village. When a greeting can be sent to the other side of the world in a matter of seconds, this represents the constructive power of global citizens, affirming our commonality.
Contrast that with a nation sending an intercontinental ballistic missile with a nuclear warhead. There is a thin line between deterrence and provocation. An aggressive expression of nuclear sovereignty is illegal and suicidal. The threat of the use of nuclear weapons nullifies our humanity. Let us hear and heed the demands for peace and non-violent conflict resolution from the peoples of the world community. Let the nations of the world affirm the evolutionary potential of technology for peace. This great institution cannot do it alone. Each one of us must disarm and abolish any destructive force in our own lives, our own homes, and our own communities, which breed domestic violence, spousal abuse, child abuse, gun violence, racial violence. The power to do this is in the human heart, where courage and compassion reside, where the transformative power, the conscious willingness to challenge violence anywhere, helps to tame that beast everywhere. If we are to eliminate nuclear weapons, we must also eliminate destructive rhetoric. Here we acknowledge the power of the spoken word. Words create worlds. Harsh words, the exchange of threats between leaders, begins a dialectic of conflict, breeding suspicion, fear, reaction, miscalculation, and disaster. Words of mass destruction can unleash weapons of mass destruction. The ghosts from Nagasaki and Hiroshima hover over us today, warning us that time is an illusion, that the past, the present, and the future are one and can be obliterated in a flash, proving nuclear weapons are a fact of death, not life. Nations must explicitly abandon designs for empire and nuclear dominance. The brandishing of nuclear weapons triggers the inevitability of their use. In the name of all humanity, this must stop. Instead of new nuclear nations and a new nuclear architecture, we need new, clear action to create a world with freedom from fear, freedom from violent expression, freedom from extinction, and a legal framework to match. On behalf of the Basel Peace Office and civil society, we say let peace be sovereign, let diplomacy be sovereign, let hope be sovereign through your work and our work. Then we shall fulfill the prophecy that nation shall not take up sword against nation. We must save our world from destruction. We must act with a sense of urgency. We must destroy these weapons before they destroy us. A nuclear weapons-free world is waiting to be courageously called forth. Thank you. And that speech by Denis Kucinich was published on the website un.org.
And now a few wise words from Senator Bernie Sanders. In response to President Donald Trump's disgraceful announcement on 13 October 2017 that he will not recertify the nuclear agreement signed with Iran and other leading nations, Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont condemned the decision as both rash and reckless and said it was now up to members of the House and Senate to protect the deal. Breaking the Iran agreement would not only free Iran from the limits placed on its nuclear program, declared Sanders in a statement, it would irreparably harm America's ability to negotiate future non-proliferation agreements. Why would any country in the world sign such an agreement with the United States if they knew that a reckless president might simply discard that agreement a few years later? Despite the fact that even Trump's own national security team said the Iran deal was working and should be upheld, Sanders said Trump's move will only serve to further isolate the US from the global community, including from key allies France, the UK and Germany, signatories to the deal. All continue to support the agreement and have consistently said that it is in their own national security interests, said Sanders. Moreover, he continued, sabotaging the deal and the hard work that went into it only serves to alienate Iran's people and strengthen the regime's hardliners, who are much more comfortable dealing with a hostile America than with a reasonable, peace-seeking one. With Trump decertifying the agreement but not abandoning it fully, the responsibility now falls to lawmakers in the House and Senate who may have to contend with bills from anti-Iranian hawks that would kill the agreement entirely. Now that this decision has been put in Congress' hands, says Sanders, it's up to us to stop this drift towards war. We should listen to what virtually the entire national security community is saying, that this deal is working and protect it. And this is from Common Dreams by John Quielli.
And lastly, in our program today, another article from the same website titled ICANN's Nobel Peace Prize is Humanity's Prescription for Survival by Robert Dodge. The award of the Nobel Peace Prize for 2017 to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, ICANN for short, draws attention to the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons and to the global movement to abolish these weapons as the only reliable way to guarantee that they will never be used again. The award brings the reality of these consequences front and centre to the world stage. The nuclear-armed states, with their addiction to nuclear weapons due to their misguided false sense of security in having these weapons and their refusal to proceed further with the disarmament process, will now be legally bound to abide by the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. This award stigmatizes the nuclear-armed states with their nuclear stockpiles and empowers the non-nuclear nations who have spoken out in the adoption of this summer's Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Physicians for Social Responsibility, PSR, International Federation, the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, itself a recipient of the 1985 Nobel Peace Prize, founded ICANN in 2007. PSR worked with ICANN, presenting scientific data on the humanitarian and medical consequences of nuclear weapons at a series of three intergovernmental conferences in 2013 and 2014, the 2016 UN Multilateral Disarmament Forum, which ultimately led to the 2017 UN treaty negotiations and adoption of the landmark Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons by 122 nations on 7th July 2017. The treaty prohibits the use, threat of use, development, testing, acquisition, stockpiling and transfer of these weapons, and forever stigmatizes these weapons and the nations who maintain their nuclear stockpiles.
The small and mighty permanent staffing of ICANN has allowed it to be nimble and strategic in its work, engaging in a diverse range of groups and working alongside the Red Cross and like-minded governments. It has built a mighty global coalition of over 400 partners in 101 nations, creating a movement that is unstoppable and along the way has reshaped the debate on nuclear weapons, generating a momentum towards elimination. ICANN typifies the often quoted words of Margaret Mead, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." The prize is a tribute to the survivors of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Bakushka, and victims of nuclear explosions and development around the world, and their vision to prevent future generations from suffering the horror of nuclear detonation. Until now, nuclear weapons were the only indiscriminate weapon of war that had not been banned. Chemical and biological weapons, as well as landmines and cluster munitions, have already been banned. Nuclear weapons are the greatest threat to our humanity, and the UN Treaty, through the work of ICANN, is now our prescription for survival. And that is also from commondreams.org.
Well, thank you for listening in today. If you would like further information, you can check out the website share-international.org, or you're most welcome to write to us at PO Box 34491 Birkenhead. Love and blessings to all.